This is episode number 26 of the Who Cares News for Monday, March 11th, 2024. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Last night's Oscars were full of surprises and frivolity, including a naked John Cena on stage to present for best costume.
He looked pretty good. He looked pretty damn good, I will say that.
With only the winner's envelope to carry his bits and pieces. After the nominated cutaway, he was robed in what appeared to be the stage's curtains.
Yeah, I didn't see the part where they covered him up, but...
No, they were cut away to do
the nominations.
Yeah, right. They came back and Jimmy Kimmel's walking away from him, but he's wrapped up in curtains.
Right. So the whole reason for this is this was the 50th anniversary of the streak.
Of the streaker.
At the Academy Awards, David Niven, the whole thing. And that was a live shot. They actually even showed it and blacked out the streaker's private parts. Which I don't think I've ever seen on any...
What?
I've seen the cut, but I've never seen an uncensored version of it.
Oh, no, I've never seen an uncensored version.
Yeah, it's always been either blurred or blacked out or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah. But David Niven's...
At this point, I don't think you'll find an uncensored version.
David Niven's quip was the best. Something about the guy's shortcomings or something like that. Off the cuff. Immediately, the guy was on fire. He was fire! 1974.
So, Best Actress winner, Emma Stone.
Yeah.
She seemed to be the most surprised of all the winners. Of course, you never really know because they're actors.
I don't know. She seemed really shocked.
She did seem really surprised.
Come on. I mean, I think she felt like, wow, maybe I'm not worthy.
And she was dealing with a broken dress in the back, but no wardrobe malfunction caught on camera.
She's cool.
So, but that was her acceptance speech.
You could tell she was self-conscious about it. She mentioned it three times.
Yeah.
My dress is broken.
No, she was really cute about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Kate McKinnon delivered the best lines from a presenter when she referred to Steven Spielberg as doctor and wondered where her tasteful nudes had been sent, to which Steven played along and pointed to himself. That was cute. I think that was the cutest bit of the whole night.
I do too.
Yeah.
It made me chuckle.
It was chuckle worthy.
Yeah, it was
absolutely. And we can never seem to get in the memorial segment right.
No.
But the performance.
It was killer. You must
Andrea Bocelli and his son Matteo.
The only thing is that they sang the song that the stepbrothers sang at the remember?
At the
wine mixer.
Yes.
The Catalina wine mixer. Can't get that out of my head.
Bros and hoes.
Bros and hoes.
Or is it hoes and bros?
Boats and hoes, I think. I don't remember. Anyway.
So they did well.
Yeah, they did.
They did well. It's hard for me to take my eyes off of them and watch the thing. But, was there people missing?
Oh, yeah, a ton of people. Norman Lear, Treat Williams.
Lear?
A bunch. Yeah, it blew up last night on social media. Yeah, It always does.
It always does.
They forget somebody, but, you know, who was the latest to die? And they had them in there. It was like, oh, they just died a week ago.
I was like, no, they'll never miss them. Norman Lear.
They're on the rolls. They're Academy members. If it says actor or cinematographer, writer, producer... Director, those all get in the in memoriam.
They all should be
every one
here.
Of them.
Every
even a costume designers and makeup artists, stuntmen, all that.
Yeah.
Oh, and Godzilla. Godzilla won its first Oscar ever. These guys were really good. This is a really good for visual effects. Godzilla minus one. I mean, come on. It doesn't compare to the old Japanese Godzillas.
No. And I was about to do it. I'm not going to do it. It's always so tempting. Yeah. But I like how they all had the little toys in their
hands. They had Godzillas, and they had
so
claws on the heels of their feet, apparently, of their shoes.
Oh.
Yeah. We didn't see that. Anyway, there you go. Our Oscar wrap-up.
They were ready to climb the Empire State
They
building.
Were.
The first official photo of Kate, the Princess of Wales, since she underwent abdominal surgery nearly 2 months ago, was pulled from circulation by the Associated Press and several other news organizations Sunday because the image appeared to have been manipulated.
Ooh, really?
Kensington Palace had issued the image as speculation swirled on social media about the princess's whereabouts. And upon close inspection of the photo, the Associated Press determined that differing contrasts in the photo deemed it possibly altered.
Ooh.
And it was redacted from their original stories with no replacement.
The palace photoshopped a photo of the princess.
But did they or didn't they?
We'll not know.
We'll not know. She was seen out with her mama.
Yes. Yeah. Yesterday was Mother's Day in the UK.
Yes.
Yeah. So that was a celebration for her. Being a mom, yeah. So
they issued, before this all went down, before the whole domino thing, they did issue a timeline.
Yes, I understand that. I know we're within the timeline. But, you know, people are people.
Well,
come on.
Ain't that the truth?
It's an instant news cycle world.
Hey, Messi, the adorable 7-year-old border collie from the Oscar-winning movie Anatomy of a Fall. Cute. It's like, where's Messi gonna be now? She joined in on host Jimmy Kimmel's ongoing feud with Matt Damon at the Oscars last night at the very end of the broadcast, and they had Messi, you know, in various places.
She was in various places
during the yeah. I liked her when she was clapping.
Yes,
it was very
cute.
Yeah,
very cute,
very talented dog.
Oh, very talented
dog. Yes,
yeah.
But at the end of the broadcast, because you know, when you gotta go, you gotta go. The camera briefly cut to Messi peeing on Matt's star.
The Hollywood Walk of Fame. Oh, it's, my God.
Because I wondered, where's Matt Damon? Because something had to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Something.
He anything. Usually shows up with Jimmy on any of these things. So.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And so this one, maybe he was busy.
Might be working on a film. We might have been in Australia.
Maybe it's... I think it's okay to do it on the down low like this and just have the dog pee on the star.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Perfect.
That's if you know, you know. That's the joke.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Madonna.
And by the way, she didn't actually pee. She just lifted her leg.
It didn't look like she actually peed.
No, because they wouldn't have shown that.
That's true.
They would not have shown that on ABC.
And Madonna made a very public Fox pause.
Yeah,
she made a faux pas at a show on her celebrity tour this week when she asked why a fan had remained seated. She's like, why are you sitting down? Only to realize as she walks out to the end of the stage to look at this said person, to realize the person was in a wheelchair.
Ugh.
It's like, what are you doing sitting down over there? So she's pointing at the fan. What are you doing sitting down?
No.
So yeah, that's when she walked to the end of the stage.
No.
So the realization dawned on her, and she quickly added, oh, okay, politically incorrect. Sorry about that. I'm glad you're here.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you know, that person in the wheelchair paid several $100 to be there, so she should be glad they're there, whether they stand up or sit down. Madonna, you get paid all the same. You and the folks at Live Nation, one of those places, or whatever it is.
Yeah,
anyway.
I make lots of money.
You know what? The only thing about the Academy Awards last night that kind of pissed me off is that they didn't have Halle Berry present as one of the, actress, you know, best actress Oscars.
Because
they had five of them there. And they were all great. Well, I noticed with the men anyway, they tried to match them culturally. To whoever was,
but they didn't on being, they didn't do that yeah, on supporting actor on supporting
they,
yeah, actor.
Yeah, they did a little bit. Yeah, on the actress they did. Yeah,
anyway. Not on actor. There was
it wouldn't have mattered. She is a winner of a Best Actress Oscar. She's the first woman of color to win Best Actress in the history of the Oscars. So she should have been there.
I'm kind of surprised that she wasn't.
Yeah, I think she's actually shooting a movie. I believe she's shooting a movie. Okay. I understand she's doing an action movie or something. It's not a John Wick. So anyway. Hey, more Who Cares tomorrow. And probably some after party news too. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you can care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.